9 minutes after 10 o'clock. Right about this time last year, of course, the 2015 Fringe was really in full swing. And the 2016 Fringe last week, but still plenty of things happening. And back in the studio, a lady that we had a lot of fun with this time last year, and we're going to do it again. Sylvia Brico, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Yes, nice
to see you again.
You too. Now, folks, Sylvia is a German TV cabaret or cabaret performer as well, from what we talked about last year. She did a few shows at the Fringe last year, obviously enjoyed it, and is back again. So 12 months has gone past. What have you been up to?
So I had a lot of work to do back in Germany. When I came back to Germany last year, I started to write my Christmas show during our German summer. So, and my premiere was then late of November. Mm-hmm. So, and I played this show until Christmas, obviously. And then I had to prepare my first stand-up ever, which was in Berlin, and it was in the well-known Quatsch Comedy Club in Berlin. They had a TV show on with this show as well. And, yeah, it went well. And straight after this, I prepared myself for 2 days, just 2 days. I just had 2 days to get ready to go to Australia again.
Okay. Now, with just back to your stand-up, you said your first stand-up.
Yeah.
Now, that's completely different to what you have been doing,
yeah,
isn't it? How did you find it? Obviously, you had no music props, did you?
No. I didn't. I couldn't bring music.
Yep.
So just talk.
Comedy.
And comedy, yeah, and very full on and very, you have to have much more jokes in a short time.
Yes.
So, but, yeah, it should be still intelligent jokes.
Yes. Just so how did you find it?
Very challenging, because I was the only woman within five artists. So,
okay, all the rest were guys.
All guys, and but really lovely guys. They supported me a lot. I was a newcomer. Imagine that.
The new kid on
the
block.
I liked that. The new kid on the block. And, the first day, it went well, but I videotaped it, had a look at it, and then I tried to improve from one day to the other. So
yes,
it was really hard work, but I think, yeah,
so
they
might
were very happy.
Okay, so you might do it again?
Yes. I would do it again. So they didn't ask me yet, but I hope so. They will.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Because listeners, what Sylvia does in her normal show is you have interesting comments. You change your lyrics to music that we know, don't you?
Yes.
So popular songs, and you change it with a social commentary, a mm-hmm. lot of it on relationships between men and women
mm-hmm.
and your observations on it. So it's
yes.
comedy there.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've just sort of branched out to another form, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what we might do, Sylvia, is we'll play a little mm-hmm. thing we did. Now, this is remote. Now, this is the music to These Boots Are Made for Walking. Is that right?
Yes.
And this is Sylvia's little take on it.
You just simply love watching footy. Never miss the start of Formula One. But tonight we'll watch a different channel. When Harry met Sally. They're still bombings for you.
Funny. I like that. I liked it last year when I played it. So, folks, I'll just read some reviews on Sylvie Brico's shows, The Adelaide Theatre Guide. Great charm, intelligent and witty insights, powerful voice. That's a good one. And from the clothesline, funny, talented, charming, great mix of comedy and cabaret.
Mm.
Must be happy with those.
Yes, I was very happy when I saw that.
So you did the show last year.
Mm-hmm.
The show this year, I would imagine, would be similar, but with additives of what you've done in the last 12 months.
Yes. Last year I just had 60 minutes show length, and this year I have 75 minutes. So I have another 15 minutes added.
Okay.
A few more songs, a little bit alternative to the thing I did last year. I have two clothes changes this time. Last year I had just one. I mean, this is the cabaret part of the show.
But sometimes you change on stage, don't you?
Yes, of course I do that with the changing towel poncho. That's what I
You better
saw.
Get that on YouTube.
We'll see.
Yeah. Again, so is it and at 75 minutes straight?
Yeah. Straight, yeah. Okay. No.
Now, do you have a musician with you or just...
No, I play the ukulele and I play the piano. And I have tracks supporting
audio me. Tracks to go
audio
with
tracks,
you.
Audio tracks, yeah.
Terrific.
So it's a mixture of this.
Okay. Your audiences... Do you find they are in a particular, like, demographic age group? Or are you getting a mix as time goes on?
So my youngest, last year, my youngest audience member was 12 last year. But normally I think it ranges from maybe 30 to 50 or 30 to 60 maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
And do you find it's the couples, the husbands and the wives, and some songs are pointed towards the husbands,
yeah,
aren't they? And vice versa.
But on my first show on Saturday, there weren't a lot of guys in there, but a lot of ladies.
Okay. Now, what's the show called this year?
It's called the same. It's still Sylvia Brico is doing it her way.
Wait.
So that makes me free with choosing the themes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But remember last year you said it's a bit cabaret and a bit cabaret.
Yes, it is.
Can you explain that pronunciation there? Is that the German pronunciation
of it?
Yeah,
it's the German pronunciation. And cabaret has quite a long history in Germany. I mean, it's a German word for the French word cabaret.
Yeah.
But it has two meanings. It's one is the same as in English, entertainment, featuring comedy and dance and songs and theater. Also, it's a kind of political satire.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's it works with. Focuses on political and social topics.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, I think a lot of us, as soon as we hear the word cabaret, we immediately think of Liza Minnelli and the movie and the song, of course, is that particular feel.
Yeah.
This year coming back, have you found how much the Adelaide Fringe is just magnified, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's so big.
It's so big.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, there was...
I feel it growing.
Well, to a hell of a degree. Mm. All right, now listen, let's play another bit of play. Now, this one is called My Eggs. Folks, you'll get the gist of it.
Even if they say this kid would be a hit, they are my eggs, my eggs. Even if they urge me, you can still do it. They are my eggs. Oh. Instead of pushing prams, I will travel and relax. And I don't need to prove that I'm also having sex. That I'm fertile, reproductive, and highly desired. They are my eggs. My eggs.
Boom, boom. Okay, you tackle all sorts of subjects, you do, don't you? And then notice the ukulele was in the backing of that, obviously. Since we spoke last year, the number of people that I've spoke to that have taken up the ukulele. It's amazing, you know, to play it for different things, just their own benefit or they're in groups of people. It really is just that it's new life all of its own.
Yeah, I love this instrument. The first time I saw it was through Marilyn Monroe. She had it once, the ukulele, in one of her movies.
That's right, yeah.
So that was the first time. And then I had friends from Sydney and the daughter was... played the ukulele, and I asked her to show me how to play it. So that's how I started. It's now, I think, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And, keep with that. Now, you've been in Melbourne. You have family and friends in Melbourne, which you were last year. And you were saying off air before that you took the grip, you brought your vehicle with you, your four-wheel drive or something, and you drove from Melbourne to Adelaide.
I drove from Sydney to Melbourne.
Wow.
stayed with my relatives for 2 days, and then I made my way to Adelaide. And
how did you find it?
My four-wheel drive is now in Adelaide, and because I'm staying in with friends in Aldinga Beach, I was looking forward to bring my four-wheel drive down to the beach and just enjoy having this car on the beach. Because there are not so many places where you can do that in Australia,
exactly.
Like, as I know, as far as I know. But that's lifestyle, that's freedom.
And how did you find the other side of the road?
I'm getting back to that pretty quick.
Yeah, fantastic.
But the other way around, if I come back to Germany, it's even harder. And, you know, I've got this Mitsubishi four-wheel drive, which is so high. And back in Germany, I have the old version of the Mini Cooper, original version. So it's just like... It's harder to come back and drive the Mini Cooper again, I have to be honest.
Well done for trying that and driving from Sydney. I haven't done that for a long time. Terrific. Now, tell us where you are. You did a show on the weekend. You got two more this weekend, haven't you? Friday and Saturday night?
No, it's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday
and Sunday.
12th and the 13th. Yes.
At 7 p.m. And it's on at La Boheme again on Grove Street.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah, I decided to go there again.
Okay, so go onto the Adelaide Fringe website, of course, if you want to find out some bit more information, or if you want to have a look at what Sylvia is all about. I said, just go onto YouTube again. There's some wonderful little TV interviews with you. And what's your website? Telephone.
My website is www.sylvia-brecko.de.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also in English.
It is terrific. Although you mentioned me earlier on your Christmas thing that you had to prepare last year for Germany. Yeah. Well, there was a video of you doing Santa Baby, which is a song I love.
Oh, unfortunately, you saw this?
Yeah, I couldn't understand it because you did it in the German version.
Yeah.
I'll look forward maybe one day to hear the English version.
Maybe I should come for Christmas time.
Well, our Christmas is a lot different from yours.
Yeah, but I think it could work. Yeah, I still think it could work.
Christmas with seafood and champagne.
Yes, I know.
And the beach.
I've been here for Christmas in Sydney. In Sydney.
Terrific. Oh, twice. Listen, good luck this week on Sunday.
Steve.
And great to see you again. And, well, if you're back again next year, we'll do it again next year.
Okay.
If all
I'll
this
be here.
Well. Terrific. Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Okay, Sylvia Brecko.